Story Rock. The Indian words were never written. For hundreds upon hundreds of years, it was storytellers who kept the history of the past and the hope of the future. But the Seneca people tell of a time when there were no stories. The people had forgotten all the legends. Now, in this one Seneca village, there was a young boy who had lost both of his parents at an early age. He had been raised by all the people of his village, and he grew up to be a good hunter. But he had no one special to cook or sew for him, and he was thin and ragged-looking. And because he was different, there were those in the village who made fun of him and were cruel to him. And the time came when that young boy knew he must leave his village and find a new home. Early one morning, he gathered his few meager belongings, his bow and arrow, and he set out. He traveled a long distance that first day, and in the evening he made camp at the base of a tall rock. He made a fire and cooked one of a string of birds he had caught that day. As he ate, he leaned up against the base of the rock, and he spoke out loud. "I wish there was something I could do or say to make the people like and respect me." To his surprise, he heard a voice say, "Give me a gift of your birds, and I will tell you what to do." The boy looked all around, but he saw no one. And again that voice spoke, "Give me a gift of your birds, and I will tell you what to do." This time, the boy looked round at the rock, for that voice seemed to be coming from the face of the rock itself. He picked up his string of birds and laid them at the base of the rock, and the voice spoke again. "I will teach you the legends of your people that have been forgotten. Listen, learn, and remember." And all through the night, the rock told the boy the old legends until the boy fell asleep. In the morning, when he woke up, he thought he had been dreaming. But when he looked, the birds were gone. That day, he traveled a shorter distance, and early evening found him at another village. The people of this village were friendly, and they welcomed him to come and share their food and fire. They were so kind that he wanted to give them something in return, but he had so little, until he remembered the stories the rock had given him. He told a story to the people. They liked it. They wanted more. And the boy told all the stories he had learned, and the people wanted more. They gave him gifts of parched corn and other foods to fill his pouch, and the next day the boy went back to the rock. This time he placed small offerings of thanks at the base of the rock, beads from his shirt, pieces of food, and he once again sat, leaning against the rock, as the rock spoke the old legends. Each time, the boy went back to the village, and he shared the new stories with the people. There was a beautiful girl who would always come and sit beside him, and she brought him gifts, a shirt she had beaded, moccasins, and a pouch in which he kept objects that would help him remember the rock spirit's stories. This went on for several days, until finally the rock said, "I have finished the stories. Do not let them be forgotten. Go now to all the Seneca people and share the stories." The boy went back first to the village where the beautiful girl was, and he asked her to marry him. And then together they traveled from village to village, sharing the stories, until he finally reached his old village. The people there did not recognize him with his fine new clothes and his beautiful wife by his side. And that night, the boy took his place before them at the council fire. He reached into his pouch and withdrew an object, and he began to speak the stories. On and on, one story after another, just as he had heard them from the stone. And the people listened. They listened with their ears, and they listened with their hearts. And they admired that young man, and they honored him with gifts because of his storytelling, just as storytellers today are honored as people listen to our stories.
That's kind of a lame ending.